Mary Kay Thatcher, Senior Director, Congressional Relations, American Farm Bureau Federation.
All right. And Farm Bureau has been very vocal on its interpretation of the EPA's interpretation of water of the U.S. rule. Their waters of the U.S. rule as part of the Clean Water Act. Administrator Gina McCarthy was here on a farm tour in Missouri last week, spoke to the Kansas City Agribusiness Council, where we are today. Does the Farm Bureau feel that anything has been explained, and has it eased any of your concerns?
It hasn't eased any of our concerns. In fact, we might be more concerned than we were a week ago because we think she did more talking than listening, unfortunately. We just think that there is a huge disconnect between what EPA thinks they're doing and the real effect of what it'll have in the country. And we think that was very well highlighted with her trip to Kansas and Missouri, and also in the webinar that EPA did earlier this week where they tried to explain their position. We put out a lengthy paper just last night, sort of doing a point counterpoint on they say this, but here's the exact language out of the 350-page rule that we think proves exactly the opposite. So we have great concern about this.
So by her saying she's trying to create clarity and get farmer input and explanations on some of these exemptions and things that can be added, you're saying we're not even close?
I don't think we are close. And I think clarity is really maybe in the eyes of the beholder because, you know, we have real concerns that she's taking these 50-plus practices from the Natural Resource Conservation Service, which have always been suggestions to farmers, and now sort of trying to mandate them. I mean, as simple as, you know, how far apart do you put the barbed wire and, you know, how many inches apart does the actual barb have to be when you're building fence lines along creeks? This was never meant to be a mandate. In fact, NRCS has worked very hard to make sure that they're the farmer's best friend, and now they're sort of being forced into a regulatory role.
Well, she denied that they would be in a regulatory role and said that it's just a subset of some of the exemptions, that if you're following those, whether you're going through the USDA or not, the EPA doesn't want to connect with you.
Well, and I just think that's really not the case. Again, she may have the best hopes in mind, but we feel very strongly this is the biggest issue facing agriculture. It could be a real land grab, and we could be looking to EPA and the Corps of Engineers and others to regulate absolutely everything we do on a farm. So we need to get really big input from farmers on this regulation. I think if we can't turn it, it certainly doesn't look to me like EPA is going to withdraw this reg. We're going to have to go to Congress. And we saw some progress on that earlier this week when the House Transportation Committee voted to say we're not going to let this rule move forward. I think we'll get a full House vote. I'm not all that sure we'll get a Senate vote, but you know, that ought to send a real signal to the EPA. If we have a vote that passes the House that says, no, you won't do this, that they better rethink the issue.
Right. There are several legislative efforts to stop the rule.
There's also efforts in the Appropriations Committee to just say, we're not going to fund you. But unfortunately, with appropriations, you know, when you do that, you only stop it for a year, and then you got to come back and do appropriations next year. So I think to bring some certainty to the issue, we need to work on permanent legislation.
Was that in House Ag Appropriations?
Yes. No, it was in House Environmental Committee. Yes.
Okay. I hadn't heard that. So anything else about that issue?
No, just that, you know, I know it's a hard issue to get your arms around for a farmer, but it's not one we can ignore. We absolutely have to have your input to members of Congress and to EPA if we're going to win on this issue.
Okay. And it's not too much of a political issue at this point to get something done?
Oh, I think it's going to be almost impossible to get anything done. You know, we're down to only about 25 legislative days left for the remainder of 2014 in Washington. So very, very little is going to get accomplished in Congress. Now, from a regulatory perspective, there's lots of things that the administration can mandate. And I think this administration has been pretty clear about that in the last few months on if Congress continues to disagree, we'll just go do things administratively, not just on waters of the U.S., but on lots of things. So that's going to make sure that we're going to have to spend a lot of time watching what the administration is really doing.
Well, let's shift over to big data. You are here moderating a discussion, several speakers today already talking about it. One of them, the John Deere guy, said, I don't like the term big data. So what is the issue here?
Well, the issue is that while farmers and ranchers are really excited about this new technology, you know, they believe that they can improve yields, they can reduce the amount of inputs they have to put on, they can just be more efficient, that we need to make sure that we have it set up right and that we've got farmer confidentiality for their data, that the privacy is there, the security so that companies can't be easily hacked into, that we're not giving this data to somebody that could come under the Freedom of Information Act. You know, the last thing we want is the EPA to have some of this data, et cetera. So I think there's a whole host of issues that we're trying to work through with the ag tech providers to try to come to some conclusions on. And I think there's progress, but we got a ways to go.